Masechet Menachot Perek Tet Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, we listed seven measures of liquid used in the Bet HaMikdash. We'll elaborate on what they were used for in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Revi'it me hayita mishameshet, the quarter log, which is the Revi'it. What did that measurement serve? What did we do with it? Revi'it mayim la metzora. It was used in order to measure out a quarter of a log, which is the Revi'it, for the person who has sara'at, the metzora. As part of the person with sara'at's purification process, what he has to do is take two birds and slaughter one of them over mayim hayim, over spring water. And we learn out that the amount of spring water that has to be catching the blood is no more than a revi'it, because you don't want the blood to get diluted. So that was the quarter log measure. That's what we was used for in the Beit HaMikdash, to measure out this water. In addition to that, we say urvi'it shemen lanazir, also to measure out a quarter log of oil for the loaves of a nazir who finished up with his nazirut. A nazir who finishes up brings 20 loaves of bread with other korbanot, and we have a tradition that he has oil with these loaves. It's a halakha l'Moshe Mesinai that it's a quarter of a log. Hatzi log mehaya meshamesh. What did the half log measure do in the Beit HaMikdash? Hatzi log mayim la sota. The water that a sota woman had to drink was the measurement of a hatzi log, and therefore they would measure that out with this keli. V'hatzi log shemen la todah, and also a half a log of oil for the todah loaves, the 40 loaves. 30 of them have matzah and require oil. Halakha l'Moshe Mesinai that the amount of oil needed is a hatzi log. Balog hayamoded lekol amenachot. What function did the log itself measure? With the log, we would measure out the oil for all of the menachot. The standard amount of oil used for the menachot was one log per every isaron of flour. There are exceptions to the rule, and we would use the log for that. Afilu mincha shel shishim isaron, even a mincha of 60 isaron of flour, it's a very large mincha, would have a log of oil, like we said, for each isaron. Noten la shishim log, a person would therefore have to supply it with 60 lugin of oil. We were learning from here that we don't use a bigger vessel in order to accomplish the amount of oil that we need. We continuously use this one log over and over again, 60 times, even for this large amount of flour. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, afilu mincha shel shishim isaron en la elaluga. We learn from here, even a mincha of 60 isaron of flour has no more than its one log. Shneimad la mincha velog shamin, la mincha velog shamin. For the pasuk tells us, for a mincha, a log of shemen. So we learn from here that any mincha, no matter how much flour it contains, there's only a single log of oil in it. So that argues on the previous part of the Mishnah. We said earlier that there's a log per isaron. Now we're saying, no, there's one log no matter how many isaron of flour the mincha contains. We'll continue talking about the half of the hin, the third of the hin, and the quarter of the hin right now. We're not going to mention the full hin. We mentioned in the last Mishnah that it was only used one time for the creation of the Shemen HaMikha, the anointing oil, one time in the Midbar by Moshe Rabbeinu, and lasted throughout the generations. Shisha lapad, a six lugin measure, which is half of a hin, was used for the nesachim of the oil and the wine of a bull. Arba'a la'ayil, a four lugin measure, which is a third of a hin, was used for the nesachim of a ram. Shelosha la'keves, the three lugin measure, which is a quarter of a hin, was used for the nesachim of lamb. We learned above that the minhat nesachim that was brought with the bull offering has to be mixed with one half hin of oil. The mincha of a ram with one third of oil, and a lamb with one quarter hin of oil. The amount of wine brought for each of these korbanot was equal to the amount of oil brought. We're using the lugin measure. We said 6, 4, and 3 because we want to stay uniform with the earlier part of the Mishnah where we mentioned lugin, even though here we could have just said a half a hin, a third of a hin, and a quarter of a hin. It makes sense for us to keep the Mishnah uniform. 3.5 lugin of oil was used for the menorah lamps, mehatzi log lekol ner, half of a log for each lamp. So 3.5, that equals 7 candles or 7 lamps there that were on the menorah. Half a lug per ner for a total of 3.5 lugin. They would measure them out one by one with half lug measures until they completed everything.